The bodies of two young children, their mother and a fourth Israeli hostage have been handed over by Hamas to Israel this morning. Kafir Bibas was 9 months old when he was kidnapped, along with his four-year-old brother Ariel and mother Shiri. This all happening, of course, on the October 7th attacks. The fourth body belongs to 84-year-old journalist Oded Lifshitz. Now, speaking last month, his grandson Daniel told us about the desperate nature of the situation.
I don't wish anyone in the world, not my worst enemies, to have someone, beloved one, for someone from their family being kidnapped, because the uncertainty of his situation is awful.
10:45 is the time. The BBC has apologised over a documentary featuring the teenage son of a Hamas leader as a narrator. Now, the corporation say they were not informed of the boy's connection by the film's producers before it was broadcast on Monday. Dozens of Jewish media figures have signed the letter, raising serious concerns. Well, the Culture Secretary, Lisa Nandy, spoke about this at breakfast time today.
Not very long ago, I hosted a meeting for leaders across the arts sector, more generally, including in television, to discuss the problems with anti-Semitism and the way in which the Israel-Gaza conflict has created challenges in Jewish directors being able to exhibit their work in the way that these things are depicted across the media more generally. One of the outcomes of that absolutely shocking conversation, with some of the stories that I was told really chilling me to the core, was that I've had a conversation with the chair of the BBC and the director general about the way in which they deal with issues around Israel-Gaza, and to ensure that we don't stray into anti-Semitism when we deal with these things. There are an ongoing series of works in train, but this is a conversation I'll definitely be having with the BBC.
So you haven't raised it yet with the Director General, the Chairman, this documentary?
Not this specific documentary. I watched it last night. It's something that I will be discussing with them, particularly around the way in which they sourced the people who were featured in the programme. These things are difficult, and I do want to acknowledge that for the BBC, they take more care than most broadcasters in terms of the way that they try to portray these things. They've been attacked for being too pro-Gaza, they've been attacked for being anti-Gaza, but it is absolutely essential that we get this right.
Danny Cohen is a former director of BBC Television. He's in that office between 2013 and 2015, so knows well the fine line that the corporation has to tread. Danny, the excuse is maybe a pejorative term. The reasoning that the BBC have provided is that this was an external production, and the producers did not inform the BBC of this familial connection before broadcast. Does that stand up in your view?
Well, I'm afraid it doesn't stand up, even from reading the BBC's own statements. So 2 days ago, the BBC announced that it was in full editorial control of the programme, that it had full editorial control. 24 hours later, they were then saying the opposite. They said that the producer had editorial control over the filming in Gaza. So I'm afraid they can't even get their story straight. On the one hand, they're saying they are in charge. On the other, they're suddenly saying they're not. And I think it just shows there's a lot to uncover here, that this is a significant crisis of the BBC's journalistic credibility. And what it requires is the BBC to be absolutely transparent about what has happened, rather than to continue to gaslight people.
You see, one of the characterizations of the BBC is it's such a bureaucratic place. There are people to do checks and then people to check the checkers. Why do you think this programme got through any kind of pre-transmission? Well, it would be quality checked, wouldn't it, on the very technical basis for a start. Wouldn't there be editorial checks too? Wouldn't somebody in senior position,
yes,
a commissioner or a delegated person to act on the commissioner's behalf, view the show?
More than one. There would have been lawyers, commissioning editors, editorial policy advisors.
So several people will have viewed this, and nobody asked the question.
Well,
it would appear.
They either didn't ask the question, they didn't want to ask the question, they found themselves willfully blind to it, which can often happen, I think, at the BBC these days when it comes to...
what do you mean by that, Danny? Willfully blind to what?
Willfully blind to what they would have discovered if they'd have asked the right questions at the right time. One of the problems we have with the BBC at the moment is that they are willfully blind and omit important details on the Gaza conflict. Let me give you another example from that documentary. The words Yehudi are regularly used in that documentary, and the BBC translates that as Israelis. The word means Jews, doesn't mean Israelis. And the BBC there, again, have tried to sanitise what is essentially anti-Semitism by changing the language. I don't know why they've done that, but I think it, again, points to a real problem with this documentary and with the way that the BBC is approaching their presentation of this war.
And given the fact that, I mean, Westerners, by and large, well, not by and large, I think totally are not allowed to be in Gaza, are they? No, Western journalists have not been admitted by the Israelis at all. So would that not, given the fact it's not a conventional BBC film crew going in, researching, meeting people, doing lots of interviews, throwing 90% of it away, you know, that usual production process cannot have applied in this instance, can it? Because it had such access.
Well, the footage comes out, you're right. It doesn't mean the BBC have to use it. So that doesn't in any way take away the BBC's responsibility to ensure that what they actually broadcast is fair, accurate.
No, sorry. The facts. Absolutely. I was making the point that maybe alarm bells or an extra due care might have been needed in this instance, because it wouldn't have been sort of BBC people from end to end, would it?
You're 100% right on that. And by the way, you know, we know that the terrorists of Hamas are still in control of Gaza, you know, de facto control of Gaza. I don't believe this documentary could have been made over a number of months without their authorization on some level. It just would have been impossible. So that
are you saying it's a Hamas promo film then, in that sense?
I think the BBC have broadcast unmediated Hamas propaganda this week, yes. And what the BBC should do, it's still on iPlayer, it's still available to people to watch. It is absolutely extraordinary that it is still on iPlayer. What should happen is it should be removed until there's a full, detailed and independent inquiry into all of the questions that you've raised. It's remarkable it's still there in the meantime.
But the BBC FM, you do want to hear from all sides in a conflict. And this is unusual, I suppose, in that it does actually hear stories from inside a war zone or inside a zone of conflict, let me describe it like that. Are you saying that the programme idea in and of itself is flawed, or just the manner in which it was editorialised, edited, prepared and then presented?
The second. The premise that you should try and tell the stories from there is entirely legitimate. But if you then don't disclose to audiences that the narrator of the documentary is the son of a Hamas leader, if you mistranslate the word Yehudi as Israeli instead of Jewish, if you don't disclose to audiences that one of the cameramen celebrated the 7th of October massacres, then you're not telling the story accurately. And that is the problem with this documentary.
All right. And what would you have the BBC do now? To give a more fulsome apology, is that what's required,
I think the chairman of the BBC should launch an independent investigation into what happened with this documentary. The findings should be transparent and published, so all licensed prepares can look at them. And the documentary should be removed from iPlayer and all clips of it from social media removed until we know the answers from that investigation.
All right, interesting to have your views. Thank you very much indeed, Danny Cohen, former director of BBC Television.